Fortune tanto vulnera, sibilantibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra di prebellis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, one of the greatest living Americans, a real patriot, somebody that gets it done exposing the globalists, Marjorie Taylor Greene, hailing from the 14th District of the great state of Georgia, is with us for the next 20 minutes or so. I really appreciate her time. For Stasis has just joined us. She was already on with us a little bit earlier and was talking about her concerns about election integrity and the reports she's getting that are shocking, but that we've seen in other parts of the country as well, from her constituents, where they try to vote for her or Trump, and it's being marked when they actually ask to review the ballot for, you guessed it, Kamala Harris and others. And then we're going to look at this DOD directive that's finally getting attention. I've been covering it for 3 weeks. 52401, 52401.01, that doesn't just say the Pentagon's been ordered by the Biden-Harris administration to be authorized to kill Americans during civil unrest. It breaks down the description of civil unrest and martial law, and we've got Jamie Raskin and the rest of them saying they're not going to accept Trump's win, they're not going to certify it, and that they're going to create civil war conditions. I have the videos of them saying it, and this is why they then say Trump's going to use the military on everybody. So I want to address that first, thinking into election issues that I agree with MTG is the central point. Because they're saying Trump's going to contest it. And they're saying, oh, states like Pennsylvania won't get done the first day and there's going to be violence. And the FBI's got memos out and all of this. And they're on 60 Minutes saying, oh, Trump, you know, Trump's going to get violent. Trump's going to pull something big when he's doing nothing while they're actually signing executive orders that the DOD then puts out memorandums for martial law. That's what this, I read this document repeatedly on air to you, showed you the subjects. I'll do it again. I mean, if people think just the shooting U.S. citizens and killing us is bad enough, you ought to read the rest of it. I mean, this is a blueprint for martial law. But then, oh, Alex Jones and MTG talk about it. They're crazy. No, the document's crazy. The order's crazy. And it lists the executive orders that have been expanded and retailored by Biden. Old executive orders for nuclear war to have troops on the street, but they're saying for civil unrest and political uprisings. So everything they've been doing, they're doing it. Let me go to Marjorie Taylor Greene. But first, here's Kamala on Tuesday saying Trump, with no evidence. See, when I say they're preparing the military to kill citizens, I show you the document. I'll show you the page 13 where it's Secretary of Defense says it. She doesn't show any proof because he's a liar. Here it is.
He's talking about the enemy within our country, Pennsylvania. He's talking about that he considers anyone who doesn't support him or who will not bend to his will an enemy of our country. It's a serious issue. He is saying that he would use the military to go after them. Think about this.
So they have officially put out executive orders and documents. While she's talking, the Congresswoman, I'll show you this, saying they're getting ready for this, and then they say Trump's doing it. That's Saul Alinsky tactics. Congresswoman, please, you've got the floor. Break this down for us and what you think we should do. I'm trying to warn Trump to start talking about this and respond to this because they're not getting all this ready for no reason.
Well, first of all, I think I need to start listening to Kamala Harris anymore because I'm blown away with what she just said. When we talk about the enemy within, we are literally talking about the federal government that is being controlled by her, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden, and Democrats, and many others, Antony Blinken, Lloyd Austin, Jake Sullivan, all these other Democrats. That's who we're talking about. The enemy within is the same people that are literally sending hundreds of billions of dollars to fund foreign wars and defend foreign countries and foreign lands while ripping our border wide open, and American citizens are being murdered every single day by gangs, cartels, criminal, illegal aliens, and fentanyl, by the way. That's the enemy within. That's the people that are doing that to Americans. That's the enemy within, and that's Kamala Harris. She's in charge of that. So she is flat out lying. And that's the Department of Defense is under her and Joe Biden's directive, not Donald Trump. She can't deflect and blame Donald Trump for any type of Department of Defense directive or any other government directive that would use military or force against the American people. I mean, it's outrageous, Alex. I can't even see how they say these things.
Well, I know that Trump really respects you and you talk to him all the time, and I've gotten this message to him. He needs to be shown all this. He needs to be. I've got a bunch more clips where Biden's saying the same thing, and their surrogates are that Trump's going to use the military. He's going to create martial law. He's going to kill citizens. And then they're running around saying, we're not going to certify. We're going to create civil war conditions, and we're going to use the military. So they're planning something big. Elaborate on your views on that, what we can do to get ahead of this and talk about it. Because if Trump was doing this, it'd be the end of the world, and it should be. And then how you tie that into what you're seeing in Georgia with these reports you're getting back that are so concerning with just 17 days of the election.
Well, let's go a little further with that, because now you've got me remembering just before we left on recess after Johnson passed another stupid CR, the mayor of Washington, Mayor Bowser, there was an announcement that she had asked Secret Service and other agencies to protect the Capitol on January 6th of 2025. That'll be the day that Congress has to certify the election for who becomes president of the United States. Now, go back in time, Alex. Remember last January 6th, the certification of 2021? Mayor Bowser had rejected President Trump's request for National Guard. Nancy Pelosi rejected President Trump's request for National Guard to protect the Capitol that day. However, Mayor Bowser has had a complete change where she wants the Capitol protected. And I found that really interesting. Jamie Raskin, many other Democrats, and I'm talking about it wasn't just recently. We are talking months and months ago, earlier this year, when the press at the Capitol was asking all of us, will you vote to certify the election? Democrats were coming out hard saying they will not certify a Donald Trump election on January 6th of 2025. So there's a lot more things to line up together than just that directive. And God help us, God help the American people. If they were to ever use military force on the American people, I can't even imagine it. I mean, I think they're committing treason against the American people right now with what they've done to our border, and they've allowed an invasion into our country that happens every single day. I believe that's treason against the American people. And the federal government has a job, and it's outlined in the Constitution, to defend the states. The federal government should defend the states, all 50 states of the United States, defend the borders and the people of the states, not declare war on the people, on the American people in the 50 states. So that would be, it would be beyond treason. It would be, you know, Alex, in 2020, after January 6th on Joe Biden's inauguration, where they brought in 30,000 National Guard troops and turned the Capitol complex into a military fortress, to me, that is when I felt like we were being occupied by a communist regime that was installed with a stolen election. And here we are on the eve of the November 5th election with a Democrat. She's the vice president, Kamala Harris, vice president, and she's the candidate for the Democrat Party for United States. She never received a single primary vote from any Democrat voter, not one. And this feels like a continuation of what they started on November 3rd, 2020. What they did on January 20th of 2021 with Joe Biden's inauguration and the military occupation of the Capitol. And I'm not sure what we're going to see, but when it comes to elections, I'm telling everyone to vote. I'm telling you, do not sit this one out. I don't care if you're mad. I don't care how you feel. Get in there and vote. Do your part. Check your ballot, because ballots are coming out wrong. And I've got constituents who voted that have told me that. Check your ballot. Make sure it's accurately marked. And then turn it in and do your part.
And Congresswoman, some stations weren't carrying the first five when you were on. Please retell that story, but take your time, because I interrupted you when you started to tell it. But please tell that from the beginning.
Okay, yeah, no problem, Alex. So just earlier this morning, I received from a very good friend of mine that lives here in my district, and so Whitfield County, someone posted up that when they went to vote in Whitfield County here in Georgia's 14th district, now remember, we're a swing state, and we need everyone to vote in my district. And so they went to vote, and we have the Dominion machines. And you mark, you go through and you mark president, you mark, you know, for Congress, that would be me. You put, they mark Donald Trump, and they marked who they were voting for the rest of the way down their ballot on the machine. Then when they're finished, the machine prints their ballot, a paper copy, a printed copy. And each voter has to review that printed copy to make sure that it has selected the candidates that they want to vote for. And so when this voter printed their ballot and they looked, it had changed. It was not Donald Trump. It was not me. And it was not the other ones they had voted for. It had switched. And so they went up to one of the election workers and they said, here's the problem. The machine switched it and the printed my printed ballot. I did not vote for these people. So they had to start over and they went through it several times and it kept on making the same error. Kept on switching the votes. And so this is something we're just starting to look into today because I just found out about it this morning before I came on your show today. But we will be following up and I'll be talking to election workers and officials here in the district and making sure that this happens, that these ballots are correct. Because that's extremely concerning. It sounds similar to what we heard in 2020. But there's other things that I'm concerned about, Alex. Here in Georgia, we fixed our voting laws, but states that did not fix their voting laws is Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, Michigan.